In order to manage a $2 million funding cut, the Wyoming Department of Health is scaling back its suicide prevention efforts in counties around the state. Scaling back may be an understatement, since all of the suicide prevention specialists will lose their jobs on July 1st. Wyoming Public Radio's Alana Elder says community prevention officials are concerned about the future.
This is now storage. This was Jake's office. Over here are gun locks.
This is Matt Steck, the community prevention specialist for Teton County. He picks up one of the gun locks that he and a colleague had been distributing around Jackson and stocking in clear plastic cases marked free. The purpose of the locks is to prevent suicides and other gun-related incidents. Steck will be spending less time giving out gun locks since the state legislature eliminated funding for suicide prevention efforts during the last session.
I've been allowed, within reason, some time to facilitate suicide prevention, but my primary focus is going to be alcohol, opioids, and tobacco prevention. And that's where I have an operating budget.
Steck is losing his partner, the community specialist who was focused on suicide prevention in Teton County. He's also losing his office, which is not ideal.
That will create some challenges because I live in a small studio apartment because it's Jackson, Wyoming, and I don't have room for thousands of prevention materials that are in this office.
Steck's colleagues across the state are going through the same kind of thing after the legislature cut funding due to the loss of state revenue. Teresa Humphreys Wadsworth directs suicide operations for the Prevention Management Organization of Wyoming, or PMO, which is in charge of prevention programs in each county. In her last few weeks on the job, Humphreys Wadsworth is frantically trying to document the services that are available in each community, with hopes that the state can still address suicide. She says a new initiative called the Zero Suicide Program, which helps healthcare facilities change their practices to more actively support patients, may help.
Internally, what are their own policies for identifying somebody who's at risk for suicide? Are they screening every patient, or are they waiting for a patient to come in and volunteer that this is something they're struggling with?
Zero Suicide also encourages hospitals and medical centers to follow up with people who they have treated for an attempt or another form of self-injury. In May, PMO sponsored an event called the Zero Suicide Academy to share those guidelines with healthcare organizations from around Wyoming. Matt Steck attended that training, and he is also leading workshops to teach people about postvention, a set of strategies for supporting a community after a suicide has occurred. Steck thinks that the program will be helpful in places like Teton County.
Certain suicides echo across this valley because the people are really connected, and it's tragic. A good postvention response reduces their suffering and then also reduces the risk that there may be more suicides in the community.
The Department of Health's Erica Matthews is looking for grant money for these and other programs. People are concerned that losing local specialists will lead to more suicides. Matthews says measuring success is more complicated than tracking the incidence of suicide, but she thinks Wyoming's rate could be a sign of progress, since it's held stable as national rates have climbed.
Yes, we are double the national suicide rate, pretty much, but we're not increasing. If we start seeing that increasing, we'll know that we need to change our strategies and look at other things to be doing.
Teton County's Steck sees prevention work as a spectrum between making one-on-one connections and advocating for policies. He doesn't know how to measure his impact when he spends hours stapling flyers or delivering gun locks, but he's heard at least once that those efforts helped someone.
We have gotten one report of a gun lock being used in a potential domestic violence situation.
The would-be victim had picked up a free gun lock and checked in with law enforcement to make sure it was positioned correctly.
And then apparently later the person went to access the firearm and was unable to do so. Whether that was for suicide, homicide, or both, we don't know. That's the kind of thing that it makes you go to work.
Even with less money, Steck says that communities will have to continue to work to address the issues that lead to suicide, especially since Wyoming's static rate is still one of the highest in the nation. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Alana Elder.